Welcome to the Good Times with Kilnuts podcast. This is the podcast where we explore the history, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the most controversial people, movements, and organizations in our modern world. We'll tell you the story, and we'll give you our take.
And today, we're joined by K-Town.
K-Town! Marquise.
Yeah.
And myself, Payne. And motherfucking Guido Gangbang.
Ex-Guido Gangbang.
Insert catchphrase here. That's me.
Oh, shit.
At long last.
First time guest, long time listener.
First time guest, first time listener.
Same time. Whoa, I told you, I know all of it.
Long time coming, though, man. We were telling you earlier off the cast, like, we bring you up so much because you're a part of, like, all of our lore and all the stories we tell and shit, so... It's fucking a long time coming. We're glad to fucking have you.
One of the 15 singers of Macrocrust.
Yeah, true, definitely. Came up on the Macrocrust episode for sure.
Hell yeah!
But, like
yeah.
You're on this, and there's definitely some people, like regular listeners, who are like, "Oh, it's we get to meet Guido now."
You know? Like here
for
he
sure.
Is,
hell yeah!
So here he is, and today, y'all, we are just what are we doing? We're bullshitting the boys about Christmas.
Yeah. We're bullshitting, bro.
We're bullshitting.
To be honest, we just had a lot of arguments about. Fantasy drafts. We were going to do a fantasy football draft.
We couldn't get it together.
At the end of the football season, we were going to do a tier list on like Pepsi products. I had a really cool idea, but like no one else
cigarette
was down about
tier
it.
List.
The cigarette tier list.
We were all going to smoke like just a single cigarette of like different brands and like rate it and like.
Oh, just everyone, like the old days.
Everyone was just like, it's going to be Newports. So like, it wasn't even worth doing.
I was like, okay, so we need an idea for an episode. What do we do? It's got to be Christmas themed. And you were like, well, cigarettes tier list. Like, what's the best cigarette to smoke out after getting away from your family or some shit? Yeah.
I mean, how could you even say anything other than Newport? Like,
I mean,
it's
honestly.
Like he said, it's definitely Newport. So we had to let
we
that go.
Are a Newport Shorts in the Box podcast.
Refries all day.
Soft pack?
No. Soft pack if I had no choice, but hard pack all day.
Bust out some crusty ass fucking
I haven't
Newports.
Had a cigarette in like 3 years, but like if someone busted out a Newport right now, like my mouth would instantly start watering. And like
damn,
I'd start sweating.
Glass.
I'd be like, oh my God. Yeah.
Bro, no. Newports, I had one Newport like within
Dude,
the last
when
year.
We, when
that
we,
shit was harsh as
when
fuck.
When we first started doing this podcast and I was still smoking... I literally would smoke two packs.
Were you
here.
Smoking Newport?
Yeah. Holy yes. Holy. Were you kidding me?
The first year of this podcast, we
like,
were just smoking
it would
two
be,
packs an episode.
It would already be completely haze filled and in here. Like
it was.
We had to open the garage door the one time. James
it was
came
madness.
Out.
It was ridiculous.
So yeah. Much so, like my mustache would be stained by the end of the episode from all the nicotine.
Yeah. God, it was crazy.
Dude. Just go home smelling like a
but
wet
anyway,
cigarette.
We couldn't figure any of this shit out, so we decided why not? You know what? We have been gone for a long time. We're actually going to be gone probably for a long time again. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, this is some Macrocrust shit. We're just like, return episode. Last episode ever.
Yeah, and also
not really.
Episode of the season. Yeah, you know, we got to do the holiday thing. You know, we usually take a break this time of year. But we did want to come back at you real quick. But we couldn't figure out what we wanted to do. We had something lined up. It didn't work out. And so we tried to figure
something
out.
Yeah, do you want
to
talk about that?
No.
Bro, yeah, let's get into it, man. Let's all right, so
we had a whole episode, like, written and everything like that. But, you know, life is crazy.
Life is crazy sometimes. So we decided, fuck it. We're gonna bullshit with the boys again, like
Fuck
we did
it.
That one time.
Yo, we coming in with the socials? We doing all that?
Yeah,
man. Make sure you guys follow us.
Follow us at the Facebook where we don't post anything. Follow us on the Instagram where we don't post anything. Follow us on the Twitter or X where I get banned at least once a month for posting threats to sitting senators.
Oh, don't forget y'all's Discord that y'all never use also that I actually use.
Excuse me, I'm on Discord every day playing Destiny.
Oh, y'all are using it again? Discord y'all ain't be playing. Posting. There's no memes or nothing funny.
Because I'm too busy carrying everyone in Destiny 2.
Yeah, we don't know how to use Discord.
Y'all can literally hit us
y'all
up.
Y'all are fucking up not using Discord
We don't
Discord
know how to
more.
Social media realistically.
Look,
no, we don't.
Get on our Discord. Get on our Discord. The Good Times Are Killing Us podcast. You can get up there. You can play some games with me. You'll hear me be an absolute piece of shit.
Yo, get on there. I'll come talk shit to you.
To Chris, friend of the show, and Maddie, friend of the show.
Shouts to Chris. Shout to Maddie. Maddie, who said he would not be on this episode. He was like,
yeah, we,
when we
I
asked him like an hour
him.
Ago.
We've been in that chat for how many fucking days now?
Was that a new chat too that y'all started for this, or y'all just added?
We start episodes for anytime we have like an episode with like a guest, we'll just start a chat for it.
Okay. And we always throw Maddie in there because Maddie is just always sort of in the orbit of the podcast.
Maddie's usually sitting in that seat.
He's
right
either
there.
Here or he's not.
By now, he'd be about eight beers.
Oh, hell yeah. Does he give you good Chris rants, too?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I just had 15 twisted teas. Let me tell you about...
Yo, these shit's hit.
Follow us.
I just want to be a good follower. One time, Guido, we were talking about superpowers.
Okay.
And we were all like going around like, what would your superpower be? And we got to Maddie, and he like teared up, and he was like, "I would just want to be a good dad."
Yeah, we were like, "Damn, bro, you really gotta take it there." We were talking about
Payne said
like
flight. I was talking about like invulnerability.
Mark, what was yours?
I don't even remember.
But Maddie was just like, "I just want to be a good dad."
He stole the show.
Bro, my guy said, "I want to be Jesus." That's my superpower.
That's the Hafner experience. Every time we have a Hafner on, like that's the experience we get.
It's great. It's a great wild card.
The fucking Hafner.
The mix.
Yeah. Is there a Marvel character that's just like, I don't really have a superpower, I'm just a great vault?
Like
Iron Man, probably, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, like,
yeah, Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just has to die.
I was just a good dad, but I gotta die.
I gotta
it's just
die.
Canon. It's just, I'm just going to die.
He's the dad that stepped up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
Shouts
dude.
To Uncle Ben, shouts to Maddie, shouts to Chris. The rest. So
look, guys, the theme of the story is it's the time of the season to be around family, to let those you love know.
Yeah, family.
To be around the family, you know. So that's what this is all about. We're talking about Christmas, baby.
Christmas in Palestine.
We're not talking about Christmas in Palestine.
Hey, actually, guys, scratch everything we just said. We're talking about Israel-Palestine.
Nice. Nope.
Yikes, nope. We're not doing that. We're
There's enough.
About-
heard enough of that. We got to get into it. We're doing our own thing. This is a break from the chaos.
We got to talk about
this
Israel.
This is probably going to be an episode that you listen to when you're like, you're going to be like leaving. You're going to be leaving Christmas. We already had to talk about this shit with your family.
Yeah.
And have a really shitty conversation.
This is decompression.
So this is the decompression from whatever bullshit you had to deal with for Christmas or New Year's, whatever stress, because this can be a stressful time of the season, baby.
How stressed could it be, though?
Dude, I mean, Christmas is always stressful. But
getting on a flight, eating some food with friends and family.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
We skipped
what do you
a
guys,
lot of stuff in between.
What do you guys got going on this year? Let's start with you, Guido. We like to start with the guest around here.
You're wearing a Shrek Christmas sweater. Right?
Yeah, I know. I'm the only one in an ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah, sorry. Y'all some bitches.
You could have, the chat that we had you in for five fucking days where you maybe said one word, you could have been like, hey, let's wear Christmas sweaters.
I thought, y'all said we're doing a Christmas episode. I was like, all right, I understand. The assignment. I'm fucking there.
I guess he's like, yeah, he did understand the assignment more than we did.
That's true. That's
what
true.
You got going on this year? You got anything going on this year?
Honestly, just chilling with the family. Because last year I was still fucking stuck in DC and shit like that. Yeah. So
you've been gone a long time.
So
my boy got injured in Afghanistan,
Iraq.
Iraq. Not doing anything heroic. He was working out.
Bro,
my boy was lifting weights in Iraq.
You got it misconstrued.
It depends what you was lifting.
I injured my back.
Still counts. Still
I
counts.
Injured
counts.
My back in the line of duty, practicing for my ACFT, the new army.
Weights.
The new army combat test.
Hold on. The headphones went out, I think.
Yes, the headphones.
It's okay.
Payne's fault again.
How is it my
fault?
No,
it was me.
It's right
too.
By you, man.
It was
no,
me.
Man, it's always your fault.
No, that's not my fault at all.
Payne, I'm literally blaming you.
It's on my fault.
You're just like, no, but I'm still blaming
you. It does look like Payne's fault. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's the backwards habit. Ever since you put that hat on, man.
Bro,
do my hair. I got a shower.
Just for a second.
No, dude, I don't wear it for
just like 2 seconds.
Dude, I'm
nah,
about to
bro,
look.
I don't do
y'all
that.
Y'all about to see West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. Mountain Mama.
Dude,
I would love to wear a hat forwards, guys. I would love that.
Can you not do that?
There's a lot of them. I can't find. Maybe that'd be a great Christmas gift to get me.
An extra size.
You guys find me like
extra
a
hat
that I can actually wear. And I'll wear the fuck.
Dude, I do remember
shit.
We used to wear hats, but they
used to
had
wear hats.
To be, yeah, like
yeah,
extra
and they
size.
Were also like always like to the fucking like last little nib yeah, on yeah. the shit.
Yeah,
just,
I have the same problem, but my head's just fat. I don't have dreads. That's why
maybe
I don't wear
can
hats.
Find us some hats this year, dude.
Yeah, I need BBC hats, big boy certified hats.
Same. Big Head Certified.
BHC, Big Head Certified.
Hey, maybe I'll get that for you as a gift.
From Puerto Rico?
Maybe.
Oh, is that what you got going on?
Yeah,
what
dog. I'm going, going on? I'm going to Puerto Rico.
No, say it right.
No, I'm not saying it like that because I don't like. Look, I do like.
Insert Trump saying.
Wait, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Payne's just going to toss paper towels like basketballs.
Oh God. No, I'm going out. I mean, I'm going out basically to see like. I mean, I'm going out to see my partner's family. You know, I mean, they're going to meet our daughter. My partner is from Puerto Rico. A bunch of her family lives there, so we're going out there for 5 days. Your boy's been taking Spanish lessons on Duolingo for 2 years.
Oh shit!
You gonna be trying it out there?
Can you speak?
I mean, a little bit.
Can you speak a little right now?
No,
go ahead.
I'm not gonna do that right now.
No, like
this one.
How's the weather?
Vane looked at me. He said,
Puerto El Baño.
I honestly forgot. I'm not thinking about that right now.
Puerto El Baño.
What you got going on, K-Town?
It's my son's first Christmas.
Hey,
so I'm gonna. Open
first.
Presents with him, and he's not going to know what's going on because he's 3 months old, and we spent way too much money on him.
I'm telling you guys, I'm telling both of you guys right now that these first like couple Christmas are fucking throwaway.
Dude, can I just say one thing?
Just like get whatever; it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I mean yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo, Payne, that was wild. You had a bounce house at your kid's birthday.
It was sick, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like. She didn't even like bouncing. I was like, dude, my boy just got a bounce house for the vibe.
He did it for the kids, and it was like just my daughter and Maddie's daughter just bouncing all
I put Henry in there for like a second. He was like, nah.
And then some adults got in there.
So next year, you know, she's going to have her second birthday, you know, and your kids are going to be like, yeah, we want to go to that birthday. And it's going to be popping. It's a whole
next year, you should have a petting zoo.
Dude, I mean, kids that would be fire, honestly. I would love to do that.
You'd be into that as a vegan?
I'm not vegan, but I actually, we had considered looking into that. And, like, I did, like, you know, want to look into that if we actually chose that. Like, what are the ethics and how do they take care of, like, their animals?
Yeah, you
want to
get some goats and a tiger?
Do you ever get tired of correcting K-Town that you're not vegan?
I mean, it's like I stopped being vegan because I didn't want to deal with the annoying shit anymore. And then it's just more annoying shit about how you were vegan. Like,
no, you still are.
Yeah, I was told you still are.
Damn.
K-Town's still trying to, like,
yeah, dude, I remember one time I tried to buy Payne French fries from Rally's. And he was like, actually.
Oh, yeah, they got like
can't
pig grease
these.
In them.
There's eggs.
Beef tallow.
That's the story.
There's eggs in the Rally's fries. Can't have them.
That's just one time that you didn't eat something. That was wild, bro.
I remember the first time you broke veg when we were teenagers still.
Oh, for like a school hot dog?
Hold on. If we're going to talk about breaking veg, Guido came back from Arizona. I hadn't seen him in like 2 years. Wow. Came back from Arizona a fucking vegetarian and would not shut the fuck up about it. And then one night we got drunk in my house when my mom went to sleep. We drank a bunch of E&J. No, E&J. Oh, it wasn't even. E&J. It was fucking cheap brandy.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
Yikes.
That shit Mikey bought us.
Yeah. Cousin Mikey. And like Mikey. My mom made Swedish meatballs like 3 days before in the crock pot.
Oh, I ate the fuck
And Guido...
out of
talking all this shit like I don't eat meat like you guys like are pieces of shit blah blah blah.
No, like, I was never that.
Fist
I was never
fucking
that
full of like 3 day old Swedish meatballs out of a crock pot at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're talking about an 18-year-old.
And then the next day, he was just like, "Yeah, I guess I'm not veg anymore." And then just crushed like four hot dogs from 7-Eleven.
And I kept eating those meatballs the next day too. Also, there were still meatballs left over, and I ate more of them.
Hey, sometimes you know. You can change. People change.
When I was 18, too, I was like a skinny-ass twink, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was fucking hungry.
I've heard the lore of, like, you know, the ex-Guido gangbang ex. Like, I heard you were, you know...
I remember one time hanging out at Guido's
house. You were, like,
seened
out.
His sister's husband came out of the bathroom yelling, "God damn it, Jay! There's pubes all over the toilet seat!"
I still stand by. Those are Sean White's pubes, not mine. When Sean White was living
there. Shouts to Sean White.
Mexican Sean.
Shouts to Sean who fucking posted the other day on Facebook his Spotify rap for podcast.
Really?
Sean's a real fan.
Yeah.
Bro, what do you mean?
Sean should be there.
Honestly, yeah.
He's probably like standing out front right now waiting to come in.
Oh, here.
Yo, that's I would be me. So that's stoked. Me. I would be fine with that, honestly.
Yeah, dude, I would love it, Sean.
Bro, Sean would definitely
Sean,
come on the podcast.
Sean, hit us up. Yeah. Come on the podcast.
Yeah,
let's
hit us up, Sean.
Let's get weird, bud. I haven't seen you in like fucking 8 years.
Yo,
I think he's in Carolina now.
Hold up.
Wait,
real quick.
Is he really?
So,
yeah.
What's circling around, Mark? What are you doing this Christmas? Just kind of hanging out?
Dude, yeah, we're hanging out. We got some shit, just like some family time. We got some days off.
Yo, hold up, though. Mark, Yeah. My boy Mark just got a PS motherfucking 5.
Yo,
my boy's nice like that.
Thank you guys.
Bro, how'd you get so nice?
I just been working hard. I've been grinding. Okay. And, like, you know,
Mark looked at his daughter and was like, "You're not eating good this week."
Oh, God. Damn.
Look, baby.
He said it's you or the PS5.
I hope you like bologna, girl.
So I've been just fucking playing the shit out of Spider-Man 2. And,
yeah, real quick, I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but, that was a legit thing my dad would just do.
What?
I don't think you looked at your daughter and was like, "You're not eating good this week because I bought a PS5, but, like, that's something my dad would have done. I remember getting a DVD player when they were, like, $300 and being like, "It's going to be kind of tight. I hope you like ramen this week."
Yeah, I ate a lot of ramen.
Could you imagine being that fucking type of
My daughter actually loves ramen. She wants to eat ramen all the time.
Ramen's fine, but like looking at your kid and being like, "We can't afford meat for the spaghetti this week."
If you literally have no choices, you're just like, "Fuck, this kind of sucks."
Yeah, don't get that thing, man.
I'm a fancy bitch now, and I'd be buying like $2 packs of ramen. Like,
you always special oil.
Bro, Jade just this morning threw out good butter, like a decent stick of butter, because she's on Icelandic butter now. She was like, "I don't like this butter."
Dude, my mom,
in the fucking
my mom
trash.
Does the Irish butter. Like,
yeah,
the
no,
Keys.
The Irish butter. Yeah, Irish Keys. Butter. That's what she... Yeah, she doesn't even like regular butter anymore.
Because, like, get different country butter?
Yeah, so Irish butter has, like, a different type of, like, ingredient list that's
maybe
like
a
healthy.
Fire hat content.
A lot of doctors actually suggested it's like lower in cholesterol and shit. And it actually tastes really fucking good.
It does
taste
expensive.
Good.
I don't know the disc though. Like, she just threw it away.
If you're like putting it in like mashed potatoes, like, you can definitely taste the difference. Okay. Like then like putting like some bullshit butter in there. Like, you're like, like, this is Irish butter. Like,
maybe I'm tripping.
I'm gonna fuck with this shit.
It's
expensive. Jade is bougie when it comes to food. Also, Jade's in that same boat. Like,
hell
this
no,
K-Town.
Dude,
it's like
we spend extra money
pack.
On at the grocery store.
Yeah, sound thing. Okay.
Yeah. Payne's got the hat forward now, so it's just fucking up everything.
Yeah, actually,
we got the trucker energy over here.
Actually, I don't really
big truck energy.
Are you gonna cut your hair? Or you letting it vibe?
You don't want to grow out, dude.
You're gonna be that teacher with a ponytail.
What's wrong with that?
You're literally gonna be an English teacher with a ponytail. That's crazy.
Is there something wrong with that?
I'm not doing a ponytail.
I just like think of like
you're gonna have pain. Come on, you're gonna have
middle age.
Sometimes I mean,
you're not gonna be able to just have your hair down.
My boy's gonna be teacher.
I hate the way my hair looks in a ponytail. But sometimes you have to do a ponytail.
Yeah.
I'll be straight up honest with you guys. Like, thank God I don't have hair.
Why?
Because if I did, I would 100% be rocking a mullet right now.
Love a mullet. No,
a curly mullet.
Like, you'd really be on it like that?
I would be on.
I would
a perm.
I would agree. I would be team mullet.
I would
too,
have
I
a permed mullet, dude.
If I could grow up my hair right now.
Mullets are back, and even if they weren't, I've always loved the way they look.
There's this kid at work. Everyone calls Dirt, and he looks just like Joe Dirt, and he.
No,
got a mullet recently.
No, Doe Dirt.
Doe Dirt.
Like Doe Dirt.
He's from Carolina too, so he talk like that too.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Do you have a shipyard nickname?
Jay.
Look, man, let's bring this shit around to Christmas, man. Like, what else would y'all
So, look, we got a list of categories.
Yeah, let me say something real quick. Fuck Christmas, dude.
Damn, for real?
True.
Shots fired for Christmas.
This is my time of the year.
Yo, let me actually tell you. I think we actually kind of did an episode. We talked about this on our actual Christmas episode where we broke down the history of it or whatever.
The origin of Christmas?
Like, years ago.
I remember that.
Dick logs.
But yeah, dude, Christmas is like, honestly.
Yeah, I super remember that.
It's not really my favorite holiday, honestly.
Man,
like,
shut the fuck up.
I don't know, dude.
God,
for a long time, it hasn't really been
what,
like.
Halloween?
It's
Halloween.
Only.
You're an edgy 14-year-old girl.
But I mean, honestly, Halloween and fucking, like, St. Patrick's Day is honestly kind of a vibe.
I mean, Halloween's lit. You get to see all the bitches get bad.
That's still a thing. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen bad bitches.
True.
I don't know.
This is the post-COVID world. There ain't no bad bitches out here.
Don't walk it back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not, I said, look, I don't know.
I ain't seen no bad. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I ain't seen nothing, man.
I ain't seen nothing.
So let's get into the category. So, hey, favorite Christmas movies.
I got a favorite Christmas movie.
Really?
Yeah. I love to watch Bad Santa. That's one of my favorite movies.
Look who's here, Jimmy. It's Santa.
Fucking great.
Let's tell him what you want for Christmas.
Fuck.
I'm on my fucking lunch break, okay? Are you insane? Management's gonna hear about this.
Think that's a threat? If you think you can make my fucking life any worse, you go right ahead. Be my fucking guest. Take a shot.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
I don't know if it holds up. You think it holds up, K-Town? Don't
Just like before the episode, you were like, I'm about to say something crazy.
I don't think people with that movie like that. People fuck with that movie?
That's like a cult classic.
Bro, I remember watching Bad Santa when it's not even Christmas. And
Bad Santa is a good movie. It's a legitimately like funny movie.
Okay.
That's
like not even like that era of funny. Like it's like a timeless funny movie.
That's back when like comedy movies were still kind of funny.
I actually didn't watch it last year.
Yeah, before they got woke.
Oh, true.
I don't think I've watched it since 2020.
We should have done that for a Does It Hold Up.
Oh.
That could have been.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, scratch this episode. Let's watch the fucking movie right now. All right,
sorry, guys. But no, I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't really know. I mean, I used to like.
You're always talking about Nightmare Before Christmas.
I do love Jack Skellington
on that fucking. You snuck Jack Skellington in that last episode, in that Monsters episode.
Dude, so I'm going to stand for Nightmare Before Christmas being a Christmas movie. Like, for me, like, that's actually my favorite Christmas movie.
I agree. It's a Christmas movie.
You do?
Yeah.
I feel like you used to say otherwise. You've come around?
No, I fight with Kaylee about it almost on a daily basis.
Oh, okay. So we got. What do y'all think?
It's both.
Yeah,
it's literally The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You can't watch it two times this year. You gotta watch it.
It takes place the day after Halloween.
If you made me pick left or right, that's the only options. I would say it's a Christmas movie because
I feel like
when I think about the movie, I definitely think more Christmassy.
Yeah, for sure. And it's weird, kind of
like it's the reason for the season. Like that's like.
This is the Halloween, plot of it. This is Halloween.
Because Halloween starts the Halloween season, essentially. Halloween, on a dark level,
like,
but
I think
fine.
It's more of a Halloween movie.
I don't know. I think
you're on Team Halloween for it?
I think it's both, but I mean, I feel like it's a Halloween movie hijacking Christmas.
That's the point. Dude, my whole thing about it is just that, like, around Halloween.
Another liberal just saying some crazy takes, Mark.
Like, by Christmas.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Like, when you're mixing Halloween and Christmas, like, by Christmas, it's like, okay, cool, yeah, Halloween, just had that. But, like, when Halloween hits just after the summer, like, I don't really want to think about Christmas, honestly. I'm just like, no. I just want spooky shit for Halloween. Like, Nightmare Before Christmas, it brings the holiday season in on a level that's, like, fun and reminiscent of a holiday that I actually
like
a little bit more.
I can see that. I like that. I can see that.
I don't know. I still, my number one is still the Griswold Family Christmas, like, or holiday, whatever.
Was it Christmas Vacation? Yeah.
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
That's dude, that one's fucking goated.
Dude,
man.
I fucking hate Chevy Chase.
I mean, sure, he fucking sucks, but that's a fucking classic movie, bro.
Is that National Lampoon?
Yeah, it is National Lampoon.
What's your Christmas jam?
So, there's so many.
Like 13 Ghosts or something?
Actually, my favorite Christmas movie, I guess, is technically not even a Christmas movie, but it's 8 Crazy Nights.
The Adam Sandler joke?
Yeah, dude.
I do like 8 Crazy Nights. 8 Crazy Nights is a good one.
8 Crazy Nights.
That's a great movie.
I watched it yesterday. It's so good.
I mean, it's a Christmas adjacent movie.
Yeah.
It's Christmas / winter holiday.
Because
it's more a Hanukkah movie, you know?
No, I'm talking about in general. The question is like Christmas / winter holiday theme. You know.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
This episode, I really wish we could get some fucking snow on Christmas. When's the last time we had snow on Christmas?
Bro, we've had like mad warm Christmas.
Not
too.
Ever. Like, I haven't had snow on Christmas since I was like a child.
I've forgotten if we have. Like,
I mean, y'all could just go fly out to like Montana or some bullshit. Sure. Just fucking chill.
So actually, I think it was like
we can go to Montana and hang out with Kanye.
I think it was like 6 or 7 years ago. I did spend a Christmas in Colorado. And like
Montana,
it snowed out there, like literally, like when I was getting on the plane to go back home, that was kind of fire.
I actually,
like, it's a Christmas miracle.
Did you go? Walmart was just like watching her pick out deodorant.
Yo.
Oh god.
Yo, wait, what kind of deodorant did she get though?
I think it was like Dove.
She still be stinky though.
Hey, I'm an Old Spice boy.
Yeah, I'm saying
same.
Wait, which one?
Yo, it depends. I vary.
I always go Aqua Reef.
Oh,
Aqua
Reef. No. Fiji.
I like Bear Glove. I also like
Fiji.
There's a couple of them I like.
I'm in the OG. I saw all the new flavored ones.
The OG
is
good. The OG is a classic. But I picked up some fucking like I don't even know what it is. Like
I get the OG when I'm being cheap sometimes.
Because I was at Walgreens and I needed like some deodorants. I picked up some Speed Stick, no smell, and I'm like, hey man, I didn't know, and it works. I'm like, I kind of like no smell.
No smell is nice if you want to put on some, like, yeah, some cologne. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been using some nice soap, bro, too, so like, I don't need to be doing all that. I just like to be like,
I love cologne, man.
I'm fucking on cologne lately.
Kaylee hates it.
Really?
Like, I use Aquaphor as my my aftershave. Like, when I shave my head, I'd be putting that shit on me. And like, that shit smells like old school. So, like, my stepdad gave me this bottle of fucking Polo Sport. In the green, like, fucking malt liquor bottle.
Ooh.
Back in the day, that shit smells like fucking diesel fuel. I love that shit. Look. Kaylee fucking threw it away. She hated it so much. I used to wear that shit all the fucking time. And that bottle lasted me for like 5 years because like you just need a spritz.
You
and
see it like a spritz.
Cologne lasts
smell
me
like
long.
A man from the 70s, man. So that shit hits so fucking good.
I got
dude.
Some heat on cologne. Your boy's been fucking on some Stetson lately the last year or two. Yeah, dude. It's a real
Stetson.
Here's the thing, man. Hey, we're just some dudes.
We're talking about Christmas here.
We're going to get back to Christmas.
Who doesn't get cologne on Christmas?
Exactly. These are
true,
Christmas gifts.
Yeah, honestly.
Cologne, fucking underwear.
Yeah, look, I used to socks. Get the Axe body kits at Christmas all the time
from
my mom.
That's teenager shit.
Yeah, I'd get deodorant, the shampoo. But
that's right of passage,
around, that's getting around to what I'm talking about. So we're just a bunch of dudes here talking, right? Dudes gotta have a schmell, dude.
You gotta schmell like
dude,
something.
Grown men gotta schmell.
That's the thing, too. Like, now as a father, like, I have to start wearing cologne. Like, my son's gotta be like, 20 and like just be like, my dad smelled like fucking diesel fuel from that cheap, fucking crazy.
Your dude smell is like the cologne you wear, the deodorant you wear, your literal stink, your like sweat. And like that, it all comes together to you. Like you're like dude.
It's unique too.
My father was Darrell Golds and fucking Steel Reserve.
Oh, he just rubbed that under his armpit.
Y'all
are
something
crazy right
his,
now. I literally have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Oh, because you can't smell.
Like I don't smell. Like I only smell myself if I smell bad.
All right, fucking. Negative Nancy over here. hey guys, I don't know, but you should probably check your privilege.
I
don't smell.
I'm just saying, like whoa, like, hey, I'm saying like this is interesting to hear.
Your daughter's
like,
gonna need
know,
to know your smell.
You're gonna have.
I'm gonna have a smell. I'm sure.
Because
I just
like
don't
at some point she needs to be like walking through the mall. She hasn't seen you because she's like 22 and like she can't visit for the holidays or something. She needs to walk through the mall, smell this smell, and like immediately break out into tears.
Smells
and be like, I miss my father.
I mean, Gabby's definitely mentioned like me having a smell. I guess so. You know,
Gabby
no,
said
like,
I stunk.
No, not like that.
Gabby
know.
Was like, "Damn, bitch,
like, I guess
stunk.
I recognize where that is. I don't know, but
y'all be seeing those memes. Speaking of like Christmas gifts and stuff, y'all be seeing those memes about like the dudes with the shredded underwear waiting for Christmas.
Oh, dude,
around?
That is
true.
Me.
That
oh,
shit
yeah,
is
yeah.
so true.
That is me.
Yeah. See, I've gotten really good at like anytime I get one little hole in my underwear. I literally rip it open just so
dude.
I don't wear it again.
I like.
Yeah, I started
it
doing
depends.
That recently.
Like,
yeah,
I,
it's so much better.
I started getting new wear.
I also
see
like, why, like,
yeah, that's
I also
haggard,
just
dude.
Like in the past like 10 years of my life buy higher quality underwear that doesn't do that.
Yeah, same in the last like 2 years of my life.
Yeah. So like I still get like Hanes, but like they're nicer Hanes. Like they're double layered.
With the
wait, are y'all boxers or briefs, boys?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, everyone hears the same.
It's insane. Yeah. I tried the boxer route for like a week, and like there's
bro,
no support.
It.
When I was really young, I wore those.
That's
but,
really too bro, my balls just be sticking to my fucking leg.
What, like, that, how do you live that
there
way?
There weren't boxer. As far as I know, there weren't no boxer briefs in the early 2000s. So everybody just had this fucking parachute. Fucking drawls that were they were wearing in their pants, dude. Boxer briefs. I don't know when they came around. But
I love boxer briefs, but they don't wear out though.
They've been out for.
If you get Hanes,
they've been out forever.
I mean, they're like a
the
bra.
Hanes cotton Jones will wear.
Yes,
I
like
them.
I still go with them, but
like,
I toss them after like.
Yeah.
The moment, like I said, to paint one hole, one teeny little hole, done.
The last like 2 years, I have acquired a cachet of really like decent underwear. And so, like, none of my shits have worn.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's really helped me out with keeping up my supply of underwear. The Walmart self checkout, baby.
The sponsorship with MeUndies.
Walmart self-checkout.
What are you saying?
I'll go up with four packs.
That's what I'm asking, yo. Yeah,
I'll go up with four packs to the self-checkout, ring out one, and get up with four.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck God. Walmart, bro.
This is the Christmas season. Show me the ways.
100%. It is always a 100% morally in a video correct game. To this steal the, from
this
Walmart.
Is all in a video game, guys.
I don't respect self-checkout, but I don't got the moxie to steal, like to shoplift. I never have.
Yeah,
I
don't
dude, I used to steal shit on purpose. So much
I've
shit.
I've heard of
Payne. Payne literally stole me a $30 pack of underwear from H&M.
On the regular, dude. That's all I did.
My boy just was... My boy had a whole wardrobe from H&M that he didn't pay for.
But I would also still
my boy
shit.
Had an outfit for every day of 2 weeks dude, from yeah. H&M in high school
but
that
not
he did
only,
not buy.
But not only H&M, like definitely like Vans and Walmart. I mean, like anything. Like,
oh,
you
Journeys,
know.
Dude. You used to kill at Journeys.
I don't look, think I stole from
yeah.
shoes.
This isn't good.
Not shoes, but like wallets. Like I think you got a Bad Brains wallet from Journeys.
Oh, I remember
time.
The Bad
no,
Brains
No, that Vans one. I don't. Did I steal that?
That was yeah. a Vans one.
I had that for like 10 years.
Yeah, you stole that.
That's sick, hell yeah. I hope I stole that.
Hey,
I'm pretty
look,
sure
I respect that. Shit.
But when I turned 18, I never stole again.
I respect it. No. You know, you're it's scary. It's too scary for me. I never had the gall.
Kaylee be yelling at me all the time. One time, I took a whole entire like our area rug in our dining room right now.
Minecraft.
I took that from Walmart. Like we had it in the cart and like we just didn't scan it. She was like, "Oh, I forgot to scan it," and I was like, "Yeah, I
now,
forgot
if that
on
happens,
purpose." And I kept walking out the door with it.
Friend of the show, Uncle Kyle, had disclosed to me because he's been like. A Magic the Gathering boy lately, the last like couple months.
Kyle, you
really?
Bet
he's been playing Magic?
Yeah. Heavy.
Yo, tell him to hit me up. Tell
okay,
me,
okay, I will. I will.
I've been playing a lot more Magic lately.
I will for sure.
Is
but,
Kyle drive now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So
what's he
I will
doing anyway?
I'll definitely let him know that fucking you're down because he's been looking for.
What
people.
Part of Carolina is he at?
Chattahoochee.
Damn, way down
anyway,
yonder.
Anyway, long story short.
I heard it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie there, man. Is that true?
Long story short.
Kyle,
Uncle
call
Kyle,
in.
Uncle Kyle has been stealing the fuck out of Magic cards from all over down in the Chattahoochee
oh,
where he
God,
lives.
Dude.
To right. the point that like certain places have like got like security guards like watching the Magic
he's
cards.
He's just like a
shit.
Gremlin.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking...
I was like, Kyle, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's way too...
But, so, yeah.
Heavy,
watch
dude.
Out. If you want to play him, he's got like
yeah.
good decks. And
I'd
he hasn't paid for them.
My fucking boy.
Yeah,
good for him.
It's like fighting a pirate, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
no, Wizards of the Coast
no,
just laid off 1,000 people yesterday.
Set. Yeah, I did hear about that. They laid off a fuck ton of
yeah.
people.
No,
everyone is, dude.
That's who makes
a bunch of their like their
okay, thank you.
Yeah, a bunch
thank
of their tournaments
you.
Are in like people don't know if like a bunch of their big tournaments are
which
actually
is,
I have
which
a friend.
Is crazy because they had like one of their best years in like the past like 10 years and they still laid off
one,
like
one of my friends is super pissed because one of my friends he actually works with them
yeah
and he does their broadcasting so like he broadcasts all their Twitch
yeah,
all their
yeah,
live
yeah.
stuff all he's like the main person that like does all this he owns a company that like live broadcasts all kinds of bullshit. And like he's like, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. And like,
shit,
he doesn't.
They just had Baldur's Gate come out, which is a huge.
Yeah,
that's Dungeons
that's based
and Dragons.
Off of fucking
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
Wizards of the Coast also owns.
They own.
Yeah,
fu- yeah. Well, you gotta remember,
they got
remember,
they got a movie.
Dungeons
Baldur's
all
Gate,
that like. Wizards of the Coast is owned by Hasbro Games. So like Hasbro
wow.
owns fucking everything.
Wild
Nerf guns, fucking
Transformers,
yeah,
Teenage
all that
Ninja
bullshit.
Turtles.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all Hasbro.
Oh yeah, true. That is Hasbro. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to fuck with Teenage Mutant Ninja
you know,
Turtles
of,
hard.
Speaking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have you guys had this new Mountain Dew Game Punch?
No, let me get a cop a sip.
Yeah, wow. This shit, Mystic Punch, it's purple junk.
No,
ooh,
but
I
can
like
I talk about...
This shit hits.
Is this purple drink?
Can I talk about a Christmas drink, though?
Yeah, eggnog?
No. I don't fuck with eggnog.
You don't fuck
yo.
With... Eggnog is so
yo,
full
don't fuck,
top
dude.
Tier, bro.
Dude, you got a little bit of cinnamon at the top, baby. Like,
put,
I like cinnamon.
Put some fucking bourbon in it, bitch.
It's
I mean,
all
yeah.
right, but if
bro,
I think about
good.
It too much,
yeah,
I can
dude,
drink
yeah,
a
nice
cup
bourbon.
Of it.
Damn.
Dude,
that's
I, eggnog
well,
with,
I mean, no,
with
I think,
a little bit of SoCo or some fucking Jim Beam, dude. Beef.
I've never really
a cup is
kind of
fair, though,
because
it is so filling, like, honestly. Like, it is a very, like, dense
yeah,
thing to
I,
drink.
I couldn't imagine, like, sitting down and chugging, like, a pint just of... Fucking eggnog.
Your boy's
because
done it.
It's
your boy
thick.
Fluffs.
It's thick, dude.
Your boy
see, now,
fucks
but that's
with eggnog.
I love
eggnog. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I fuck with
eggnog.
Eggnog, dude.
Bro?
Yeah.
As a vegan?
I fucks
that's
with
milk
eggnog.
And eggs, bro.
I fucks with
bro,
eggnog, baby.
Veg right now.
Real quick, I see that. But that's vegan, what everyone thinks. When you say Christmas drink, everyone thinks eggnog. That's not the only Christmas drink.
It hits. What's the
What else
and
is
you Sprite cranberry?
And you guys forget. You forget the shit they've taken from us.
Sprite cranberry.
Wait. Hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's also a wintertime drink. Yes.
You know, yeah, that's a Christmassy thing.
Think about the Sierra Mist Christmas fucking shit that used to be around. The red Sierra Mist from back in the day.
Yeah, they have Sprite Cranberry now.
Y'all want that's some Sprite Cranberry?
It's better than Sprite.
What is it, LeBron James's Sprite Cranberry?
Yeah.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Yeah, too bad he died in that helicopter.
Oh, God, dude.
Jesus.
Yo, rip.
That's what came to his mind.
Yeah.
That's totally a James Dean like moment right there.
It was like it's so quick too.
Has James Dean been on the pod?
Yeah, he's been on
Guido, this is killing me.
What?
Guido's just asking all these questions. He's
any episodes
no,
of
this
an inkling of an episode.
No.
An inkling.
Are you gonna listen to any episodes after
Guido
this?
No,
literally
I won't even listen to this one. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to podcasts straight too.
But fuck y'all. Like,
but absolutely.
Like, I listen to podcasts and everything. I definitely won't listen to the one I'm on.
Could it be me?
That's wild. Taste this whiskey real quick.
Just take a sip.
I'll take like a sip of it.
Yeah, take a sip and just taste it. Right, smell it first.
It's Japanese
you should
whiskey.
Be able to smell that. Can you smell that?
Yeah. I mean, it smells kind of nice.
Okay. It smells awful to me.
No, take a
it's
good
smoother
sip.
Than.
It's smooth.
It's smoother than you think it will be.
Yeah.
What was that? Would you my cat?
I mean, it was kind of it was. Dude,
Payne,
be
literally,
like
Payne
that.
Literally said,
"I don't like." I'm with you though, Payne. I'm with you though. I'm not
rough,
like a
dude.
Big. I'm not a big like out like a liquor drinker.
No, not at
no,
all.
I do like the taste. Though.
Liquor is always a mistake.
I do like the taste of like whiskey and like cola together though. That makes a good flavor.
I mean, yeah, that's a classic. That's kind of a Christmas vibe, honestly, because it's Coca-Cola. It's kind of Christmassy. You know what I mean? Like
whiskey
honestly, I think whiskey.
Yeah.
If there is a liquor, it's whiskey. You know,
by the fire, by the fire,
by the fire.
Whiskey,
yo,
the
honestly though, we should all four of us go shooting. Like Payne, you should come shooting with us.
I would
blast
love it
down.
Payne.
Yeah.
Whoa, flame
bro, Payne, those are vegan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just eat one, man. See how it tastes.
They're good. They're not hot.
I'll take two just in case.
You really fuck with Flamin' Hot like that? Like, this is like your go-to.
This is my go-to.
Yeah, I'd like the spicy
really?
Too.
Is this your go-to?
That's not my go-to, but I do like the. They have a cool ranch Flamin' Hot. That's really good. I
yeah,
like that.
Whoa,
it's good.
I don't
cool think
ranch?
There's a better Dorito than fucking Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch
dude.
Is the standard,
like,
though.
That's like the gold standard.
Yeah, it just trips me out that when you buy the Cool Ranch, your mouth feels cool.
Sometimes I'm just a spicy boy now, though. I like spicy things almost always.
I do, too, but chips are like... I do like spicy chips, but it's definitely not my go-to.
Can I get some more?
Which is only ironic, because like your boy fucks with spicy food. Everything I eat has hot sauce on it. But for chips, I just like... spice, what is it? Spicy sweet chili?
Yo, Payne, I gotta get you on that sauce that I got.
What sauce?
It's a condiment. It's not, they don't even call it hot sauce. They call it something condiment, but it's a carrot-based habanero. It's a habanero condiment.
Are you talking about Melinda's?
Yeah.
We have the Melinda's starter pack, and that shit is good as
It's a carrot-based habanero sauce.
It's
is
very
the best
good.
Shit
it is good.
I've ever had in my fucking life. I put it on.
I got a little mini bottle at home. It's great.
But it's too hot for Mark.
I'm gonna have to order it.
Like, those chips, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah,
after two?
I get some more chips, though.
I had three, dog.
Bro, I could, like, I could probably dome that bag myself.
Can I get a
dude,
sip of
same.
That,
100%.
Good. Can I get a sip of that liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Here.
Oh, imagine.
Oh, God.
It's only a little bit
imagine.
Left.
Imagine.
Boy, that's like a two.
I danced with the devil a moment ago.
With bad. Two chips. Bro, I would love
three.
To see you do the one chip challenge, the Pocky's one chip challenge.
I could never.
Oh,
I would never.
Bro, you don't
never.
Think you could even try it? Like,
no.
Mark could not do that.
No fucking way. I would like pass out or die or something.
I remember one time I gave Mark, I can't remember, I gave Mark something and he like took a bite of it and was like, oh, this is good. And then immediately
then
started gagging
yeah.
and coughing. And it was like at a, I'm pretty sure it was at Dirty Buffalo.
It was at Dirty Buff. You know, you told me to get the fucking mac and cheese chicken junk. What was it called?
The Dirty Chick?
The Dirty Chick. Which
the
was
Dirty Chick's good.
Good. It was good as
oh, but,
fuck, what? Dude.
Oh, you probably got something
and
too
then
hot,
you got
though.
Spicy
he didn't
barbecue.
Tell me it was spicy, dude. Yeah, whatever flavor you told me to get was spicy as fucking shit, and it was killing me, dude. He's literally killing your boy. It might have ruined my night. But do you remember it was like me and Kyle's birthday? We went to Richmond and we ate at that restaurant where, and fucking we came back to like Iz's house or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had you like a
I tried
up,
one
dude.
Bite.
And you had to go home.
I was fucked up. I was like, bro, I'm sorry. This is fucking me up.
So people ate like 10 of those? That's crazy.
Bro, like,
what was it? Ate like four it was, or five of
so
them.
So on Man vs. Food, that he went there in Richmond. And it was like this. It was called the Stupid Hot Wing Challenge.
Yeah.
And they reuse every like bit of hot sauce they use each time. So it only gets hotter every fucking time. And it was so hot. I took one bite. I tried to go for a second one, and I was like, oh, my God. Like
Uncle Kyle fucking cut the shit on his fingertips, like, and he used the restroom, like, not too long afterwards. He burned his dick.
Yeah, did I tell you guys about that when me and Kaylee went to Charlotte, North Carolina, to see My Chemical Romance?
Just recently, right?
No, yeah. You did actually.
We like, went to one of their food halls. They have, like, really big food halls down there with, like, it's basically like a food court, but it's all, like, really good food.
I love food halls. There's a bunch of good ones in D.C.
So we went and, like, I got this, like, spicy chicken sandwich from this one place, and it was really good. And, like, I got, like, the second to hottest. And, like, it was fine. I was like, oh, I can do the next level. So I got the next level, but I got it to go. And I was eating it on the way back. Big mistake. Kaylee had to pull over. I was throwing up.
Damn.
Like, it was that hot. Like, whatever.
And that's what y'all get for eating spicy
so
shit.
So then
that's
about an hour later, devil's dick, man. About an hour later, like, we stopped at a rest stop so I could pee, and I went to the bathroom and I pissed.
Yeah.
And I didn't wash my hands before I went to the bathroom.
It doesn't even matter sometimes.
Dude, I burned my dick so fucking bad, and we had 4 hours left of our drive, and I just, the 4 hours of just like someone, Kaylee, maced me in the fucking dick, and I'm just in the passenger seat fucking dying for 4 hours.
And Uncle Kyle,
horrible, dude.
Uncle Kyle later that night had sexual relations with his partner and burned her fucking vagina.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Transfer of powers.
Jesus Christ.
So that's how Henry was born. That's how King Henry was born.
he was talking about the other Kyle, not me.
Oh, yeah, true. Uncle Kyle. This is Uncle Kyle. So, are we back? We're back from break, I'm guessing.
I got to take a piss, actually.
You piece of shit. I'm going to burn your dick.
I didn't realize that we were on break, so I might as well just take a...
All right, we're back, and this episode is still Christmas themed, no matter what you think.
Yeah, yeah, and we don't even know when we stopped talking before you're listening to this now, because we don't even know when we stopped, but at some point we were like, yeah, we're not really talking about Christmas.
We're just
Christmas.
Catching a vibe, Yeah. But we do want to talk about something
right
now.
Cut a vibe!
Yeah.
What are y'all playing right now? What are all of you
games?
Guys
we've in, never.
Yeah, what games are you guys all playing right now?
Look, we've never talked about games on this podcast
right
now, but we're all
not
heavy
like
gamers,
for real,
dude.
For real.
I mean, yeah
for
I mean,
real.
I knew that.
We've never talked about it before. What y'all playing?
Wait, real quick. The GTA 6 trailer dropped not too long ago. What y'all think?
It looks good, dude.
It's a good Florida
woke,
man.
Too woke
bullshit.
For you? Too woke for you.
Yeah, true.
Fucking people of color
PC
and women?
Bullshit.
Dude, it's so bad.
Where's the white guys at?
I saw some comments that were, like, so ugly, dude. Like, there were some comments on, like, the video or whatever. And like, or, like, actually, it was pictures. There's some pictures going around of, like, the GTA 5 beaches and the GTA 6 beaches.
I've seen that, yeah.
And, like, I think the meme is supposed to emphasize, like, how many more NPCs there are.
It was the Vice City beaches and the GTA 6 beaches.
No, I definitely. Oh, really?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That what that
was? GTA Vice City because it's in Vice City again.
Okay, well I thought. Well, there's also beaches in California.
At least maybe. But those are the memes that I've seen.
Either way, yeah. The point is that you know there are a lot of black people in that image, and the comments in there are people just being like, can't wait to like you know because what you do in GTA is run people over. And people are saying that type of bullshit, dude.
Oh
I was like,
God,
fuck,
dude. Yeah,
like,
it's actually sick.
Just out here on Maine.
So,
like, it's so ugly
so
out
Twitter's
there.
So Twitter's wild with the GTA right now. So, like, I'm seeing, like, both sides. So, like, people complaining that, like, oh, it's a fucking woman and there's, like, a bunch of black people in the trailer and shit like this. Which is crazy to me because, like, there's always been women in GTA and maybe not in, like, prominent roles.
But this is, like, our first
protagonist, but, like, also...
Right?
Yeah, like,
there's
whatever.
Been an
it's
online
about time.
One of those, like, off-brand GTA games had a female protagonist. This
wait,
is the
did
first,
it really?
Yeah, this is the first, like,
the first,
mainline...
The first two GTAs, there were female protagonists in the top-down ones.
This is the first,
oh,
like, mainline
really?
GTA game. Like, because I think one of those, like, Ballad
fucking
of, like,
woke
Gay
bullshit.
Tony or something like that. One of those... One
nah,
of those
Ballad of Gay Tony, you were a black dude.
There's one of those ones that had...
But my thing is like, there's always been black people in GTA. Like,
yeah.
Literally, San Andreas, the best GTA you
CJ.
Played... specifically as a young black man in a gang in the 90s. Grove Street families all fucking day. But like also too, like, so like I was reading a thing, so like people are like complaining about that, which I think is fucking insane. But then there's like people like, I'm really worried that Rockstar is not going to do like justice to a female character and shit. And like literally, I just got done playing Red Dead Redemption 2 for like the fourth fucking time. And probably one of my favorite characters in that game is Sadie.
Sadie
is a fucking queen of queens. She's so such a good written character and so fucking badass. Like, of course Rockstar is going to be able to hit it out of the park with a fucking female.
Wait, did Sadie ever get killed?
No. She literally goes with John Marston to fucking redeem fucking what's his name and kill Micah.
Yeah.
She rides with John to kill Micah.
Shouts to Red Dead Redemption 2. Sadie, one of the best characters. Arthur Morgan, actually one of my favorite characters.
Of all time.
Arthur is straight goaded.
Of all time.
Goaded. Straight up, dude. Best. Like, 100%.
Best guy.
So, I'm excited because I recently rebought GTA 5, and I'm going to play through it.
I'm playing through it right now because I have it on Epic Game Store
for free. As I'm thinking about it, like, the gameplay and shit, like, the three-person thing, that's great. That's incredible. And
I love that.
The game is incredible.
The game is great.
The story, is the story incredible?
Yeah, I really like the story because it's three of, like, it's literally...
three characters with very different backgrounds.
I don't give a shit about Michael.
I love Michael.
I don't know. Michael's good. Michael's good.
I love Michael. I don't care. Michael's Tony Soprano.
They do a really good job of
humanizing him. Michael is Tony Soprano.
Like, you see so many moments.
I played the game, like, for an hour. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's so Tony Soprano.
He's just got two shitty kids that are fucking spoiled as shit, and he's just trying to live his life.
Yeah, you see so many minutes of him trying to, like, trying to do the best for his family, even though he doesn't know what the fuck he does to do because he's a scumbag.
I saw an article recently. I didn't read it. I just saw a headline recently about it saying that Nico Bellic from GTA 4 is
the only one I've ever played, actually.
Is the most underrated and best
GTA
character.
Dude, I love
GTA
that
character.
Game. I mean, that was when y'all were talking about, like, how people are getting upset about, you know, there being a woman protagonist. And, like, yeah, there also being, like, San Andreas. But also, like, think about the context that GTA 4 even came out in. Like, that was, like, a character that to a lot of Americans was just, like, a Middle Eastern dude in a pretty recently post-9/11 like climate. That was cool. And he was well represented. He was a dynamic character that had like real motivations outside of just like being a badass. He was like an immigrant that was trying to make his own life for himself.
I love GTA 4.
It had a lot that's what I will say about like what's interesting about GTA 6, and I think a lot of reasons why you've got culture war people sort of getting their heels in the sand right now is because GTA games always kind of have something to say. And right now we're at a period in like our culture where more people are playing video games than ever. So it's going to be like video games that's the biggest entertainment industry right now. More people are going to play this game than there are going to be people that are going to like watch any movie besides the Avengers.
I think so. This going to be huge. This shit all dropped in the same like weekend or week, really, like the trailer wars, because we had the Boys season 4 trailer dropped just recently. The GTA 6 trailer dropped early. It leaked from when they said it was going to drop. They had to drop it a day early. They had to drop it a day early, and then the House of the Dragon season 2 trailer dropped just recently, which I think has the most views of any trailer on YouTube. House of the Dragon.
Really? House of the Dragon?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I couldn't finish the first season.
Yeah, I didn't finish
it. It's got crazy hype. Dude, it's got the most fucking views on a trailer in YouTube, like history. So, like, yeah, it's got crazy hype. But I know GTA, it's gotta be second, dude.
Yeah, it's over 100 million. Yeah. Probably well over 100 million.
Mark, can I trigger you right now?
No.
I've never watched past season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Good for you, man.
I never even got to the Red Wedding.
Yo,
or
real quick. If we're talking about games.
What? I don't give a fuck. I'm glad you know.
What were y'all's top games?
Even though I didn't watch it myself, I know.
Back to games. Yeah.
This year was
games.
Like a really great year for games.
Yeah,
also,
so
like,
many games.
So many good games.
Year.
Like,
so
what,
many good games.
What were y'all's
year.
Games of the years?
I mean, I haven't really played anything new recently. I mean, I just like Kate Down said, I just got a PS5, so I'm playing. Spider-Man 2. I'm back. I'm playing Spider-Man 2. That's my main reason for getting it. And like, honestly, that GTA 6 trailer kind of helped. Just like push me over the edge. I was like, fuck it.
I'm gonna
have to get this and be ready. I've been playing Spider-Man 2 and I fucking love it. I mean, it's great.
I played this year. I beat Elden Ring last year. That was like my game of the year last year. But like this year, Fucking, I had so many of my favorite franchises, dude. There was a Metroid Prime remaster, and, like, it was amazing, dude. It, like, it's one of the highest-rated games of all time. And, like, I'd played it, like, way back when it came out, having no idea what it was all about. And then having that remaster with, like, updated controls was amazing. And then the Resident Evil 4 remake fucking dropped.
Oh, that was fun. I forgot about that.
Dude, that game was... I spent, like, 100 hours.
I didn't beat it, though, honestly.
I beat that game... Dude, I beat that game, like, 10 times. I played the fuck out of that game.
Baldur's Gate is, like, the big game, I think, a lot of people...
But there's a... I mean, even like Tears of the Kingdom, which you still haven't played.
I still haven't
played
it at all. I still haven't played it at all. You let me borrow it. I have it. It's sitting right next to my bed on my desktop, on my desk stand. And I'm like, I'll play it. But now that like I've been playing Spider-Man, everything has been like delayed.
Yeah, y'all talking about all these games, but honestly, I just keep realizing maybe I'm just a video game snob because I don't even like half these games.
What do you
mean? I don't like Zelda. I don't like a bunch. I don't
what
like
do
Metroid.
Didn't some Modern Warfare shit drop?
No, like, honestly, the games I like are mostly like Steam arcade games. So like, I like
do you like Vampire Survivors?
Yeah, I like Vampire Survivors.
That game's awesome.
But honestly, the one I'm really excited that that just had its prologue come out for is Die in the Dungeon. It's a dice based roguelite.
What can you tell me about this game?
Yeah, we don't know anything about this. Nothing. We're not PC.
Bro, K-Town, the games that I like, K-Town doesn't even know about.
Holy
like,
shit.
That's like the shit I'm into. Like, most of the games that I like are not 2D games. Like, I spent almost $2,000 on my PC.
Do this? I don't understand.
Yeah,
I play games
that your fucking grandma's computer could play.
Yeah, like, you guys get these expensive PC setups and you play these fucking old ass games. I don't get it.
No, they're brand new, but they look old.
Yeah, why?
I'm sorry I like art.
Yeah, for real.
This is art. Okay.
Yo, speaking of
honestly, the biggest game I've been really into this year, though, is just Magic. Magic's got me really pulled back in. Magic's had a couple good sets.
All right, so all of you guys
came
are
out a couple days ago.
Just
bunch of losers
wrong.
And dorks and idiots.
Wait, we're wrong?
Wrong.
Oh, shit.
Wrong?
Wrong. You guys aren't playing the best games out right now.
Alright, what are those? Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. I would not
say another game I hate.
I would not say that's the best game.
Diablo
right
4.
No, Diablo 4 sucks.
I was sad because I wanted to love Diablo 4.
I wanted to love it.
I really wanted to love Diablo 4.
Baldur's
Overwatch 2.
Baldur's Gate, I agree.
No. You tried to get me to play Overwatch 2 with you.
No, I played it like.
Dude, Overwatch
like
2
times.
Was. I'm so mad. That was another one that pissed me the
Baldur's
fuck off because I loved Overwatch 1.
Baldur's Gate 3 is hands down. Probably the greatest game I've played in the past, like, 20 years of my life.
Did you play original Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2?
Yeah.
Okay. I did, too, as a kid.
Baldur's Gate 3 is 1,000 times better.
Dude, it's so good. So fucking
Cyberpunk
good.
Is the best it's ever been, and they just dropped the fucking Phantom Liberty expansion, which makes it 1,000 times better.
I do
want to
try this. I want
to
try it so
I
bad.
Literally... It is insane being able to play that game.
How many
like,
more hours of content does it actually give you, though?
Like 20 to 30.
What? Really? That much?
I just did my fifth playthrough, and I'm at like 80 hours right now.
So I
haven't completed the main story.
So I take
story.
It if I want to try this DLC, I should just start a whole new character, right?
You have to now because the leveling system's completely different.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
I mean, Gabby was able to continue a file on like the existing system.
It's but
crazy.
It's not the same.
They change it. But
you
like,
need to completely just start a new one. I highly suggest just starting
I
want to
try
fresh.
A different background anyways.
Yeah, don't play Corpo.
I love Corpo, though.
That's you guys are fucking scum,
Corpo's
dude.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, no offense to your...
I played his
no,
street kid
no
or
offense to your partner, but Corpo is the...
She said that she didn't like it either. She's like, she played it a whole other... Dude, she was playing the fuck out
dude,
of Cyberpunk.
Yeah, dude. I want to play...
Like,
it looks
dude,
cool as shit,
Cyberpunk's
dude.
Crazy. I can literally fucking jump off a fucking building, land on a dude's neck, smash his head like a fucking watermelon, turn my arm into a fucking rocket launcher, blow up a bunch of dudes, pull out a samurai sword, cut them all in half, and then zip around them and blow their head off with a sawed-off shotgun.
Dude, what do you guys
Spider-Man
think about...
Spider-Man would never crush anyone's head. Like that one, dude.
What do you guys think about Cyberpunk Red, though? Would you guys ever be interested in that?
I want to do that.
What is
so
that?
That is the pen and paper Dungeons & Dragons
It's the newest
Cyberpunk.
Version. Oh, it's the newest okay. version that just came out within like the last
you
year.
You roll dice and imagine with... It's a paper RPG
yeah,
just like
Dungeons
& Dragons, but it's
but
set
Cyberpunk.
In the Cyberpunk universe.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk,
sounds, it's the newest
That's what
it's
Cyberpunk
the newest
originally
edition.
Was a pen and paper RPG
yes.
that they made
that,
into a game.
It was all from like a black guy from...
The
I 80s, forget what
yeah.
state. I forget what state he's from.
That sounds great.
I think he's probably from California.
Fun. It sounds... I would do it with like the homies.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all,
yeah.
No more podcasts.
Hold
though.
On. That's y'all like... fucked those Doritos up. Holy shit.
Yeah. I had three.
Damn,
yeah. No, did you have more than three?
I had three.
No,
had
like, K-Town, really, I only ate had three dogs. Doritos. I had like
two, actually.
All
right. Yeah, shut the
fuck
up.
Fuck you. You had like six or eight.
What else you guys playing? What else you
Those were my ride home chips, and like we literally got them out of my car for you guys.
Yeah, it was great.
They were
kind
of
but you had
they were
kind of
spicy for me.
No,
personally.
I had three.
There any more?
Yeah, for a bitch like you. For a bitch like Mark.
What else? What else y'all playing? Anything else?
Y'all want something crazy?
Bannerlord, Destiny 2, Mark. You got to get on Destiny 2.
Some of the Bannerlord mods look cool.
Yeah, dude, Bannerlord's dope.
Destiny 2 is actually kind of low key canceled though, because like Bungie laid off like a bunch of employees since their acquisition by Sony.
Yeah, because they're not doing anything right now. Their last expansion was trash.
I was gonna play Destiny 2.
Did you play the Neptune mission?
No, I know that's the newest one. I didn't
hear
it was
that
good. It's
so whack.
I heard it was.
I was gonna start playing Destiny.
Why would I want to play it?
Because everything else is good.
I was gonna start playing Destiny, but I think it's gonna start playing. I heard about this game. Was it like days before?
Oh, yeah.
The day before.
It's not even on consoles, Mark.
I can't get that.
No.
Heard that shit was hot.
It got canceled.
Heard that shit
by
like
the
actually
company.
Canceled.
It was a fake game. Yeah.
Like literally canceled as you can get. Like that's wild. Y'all want something really nerdy and random though?
What you got?
You've always been getting into emulating games.
Yes, you have. Dude.
And like
Holy
it's been
shit.
Fun, dude. I've been playing like all these cool old like GameCube games, and you can.
But he won't play Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, I can up-res these games and make them look and run better.
He won't play Knights of the Old Republic, which has...
It's too long, man.
Which is literally on Xbox Live. I gave him my Xbox Live account where I have it downloaded on there, and he can play it in 60 frames per second with a HD filter on it, but will not play it.
I mean, like, how long is this game?
It's a full-fledged RPG.
It's like 100 hours.
The first one's 30 hours. The second one, you can probably beat in 40.
The second one's
the one to do.
When I play old emulated games, I want to play a game for, like, a bit. Like, I go upstairs and play it on my Mac for, like, an hour or two.
Like, only one bit? Like, not even 64?
I'm a straight cat, too. Yeah, just a single bit, I'm with Payne on this one. I want to play KOTOR, but there's no fucking way I'm going to touch that
shit. It looks like
they're
shit.
So
I'm just not.
Good.
It looks like god dog shit now.
Yeah.
Guido, you played the most whack-looking games.
Yeah, and they're
that's
great.
That's how I feel about you, K-Tan. I feel like you
play What's one game I play that's whack-looking?
7 Days to Die?
7 Days.
Yeah, dude.
I do love 7 Days. God. Yo, fuck you. 7 Days
fuck
that
you.
I fun.
Like me and Guido,
shit,
me and Guido literally have like
so
200 hours in
bro,
that game.
Bro, we have
man,
so
that game
many
looks like
hours.
Shit, bro.
Yo,
it's
looks
so
like dog
fun,
shit, but
dude.
It's great.
Stupid, too. Like.
It's so fun. Look, man, until y'all are down in the mines with
Dusty.
Me and Guido
yeah,
building the
fucking
death
up.
Bunker on day fucking 6 to get ready for the day 7 invasion. Like, I don't want to fucking hear it, bro.
Yeah. You guys just don't get it, bro. Like,
I'm down. I'm literally mining and building a bunker and building M60 fucking machine guns for us to kill zombies.
So it's a cozy game, bro. It's fine.
There's
I'm
nothing
fine
cozy about
it.
Yeah.
No, that's cozy.
It's fucking nerve wracking because you go into the fucking seventh
shit.
Day thinking you're good. We're like, bro, look at all this
remember
shit.
Remember our first seventh day?
Bro, we were like, so.
Actually, we did good. We only had pistols.
We barely made it alive. All of us died, but we kind of, like, one person survived at a time. All
right, which y'all want to wrap this episode up with? Because we've been going long. We've been bullshitting good and long, dude. We've been bullshitting. I mean,
Guido, you gonna listen to an episode, man?
What sucks about Christmas, maybe?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Let's talk about what's
damn,
not so good about Christmas, because some people might be needing a little bit of that energy. What's kind of bogus about Christmas? What's your beef with Christmas? What beef y'all got with Christmas, real quick?
It's not long enough. I need like a 2 month Christmas.
Yeah, my beef is with Guido right now.
Yo, fuck you.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
What's your problem?
You're uncircumcised. You're not clean for Christmas.
Shit. You want to touch it?
No.
You want to clean it for me?
No.
You want to cut it
you
for me?
You have a white... I'll cut it.
Oh, shit.
I got a scalpel at work. I'll go to work right now and get a scalpel blade.
Oh,
15.
Oh, damn.
Cut it. And I can fucking...
You think you could do it?
Cauterize it, too, so it won't bleed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and cauterize. I got a
Is fucking... that what you have to do if you get circumcised, like, after you're a baby?
I mean, I would assume so.
I don't think so.
You don't want to stitch
it up.
They
don't probably cauterize it.
No, they don't cauterize it.
They probably got some medical...
I can ask the girl at work because her husband got an adult circumcision.
Ooh, that's fucking weird.
He was like 18 and he didn't want it anymore, so he got it chopped.
That's wild, dude.
He got chopped.
That guy's wild. Capping.
It's so formed, bro, by that point.
The tipskin ain't like, that bad. People like overhype the tipskin shit so much.
I just
we should have known we'd get here.
All I do is just it's just like people act like it's like 10 steps to fucking. All you do is you fucking. Oh, it's time. Oh, I'm cleaning up for the
it's
night.
It's time to clean my dick.
Yeah. All you do is have a separate
dick
part
cleaning
of
cleaning
well,
time.
It wraps up at the same time I take a shower. Like hold you get on, in the shower, on. You pull the skin back,
hold
you
on.
Fucking
shut
just clean
fuck
it,
up.
And then
I left
that's it.
The room for 1 second, and like, what's happening now?
What are you guys talking about? The cleanliness.
It naturally had to go here. This is really more just our interview with Guido. I feel like most of this episode has just been like a Joe Rogan thing with Guido.
Guido, tell us about your tipskin.
Tell us about jiu-jitsu or
Guido,
something.
Before like, I knew you, before I truly knew you, I knew your tipskin.
I remember
like, I saw,
true.
One of the first times I met you, Mark,
you.
It was at a party at your house, and Guido, we were playing beer pong, and Guido put his tipskin around a shot glass and made his dick do a shot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was very strange.
I remember seeing that. I remember
Guido used to pull his dick out so much, and then he started dating Jade, and it just disappeared.
Oh,
and then all that ended.
My bad. I'm sorry you don't see my dick
enough. This is for my girlfriend now.
That's a real Christmas.
My wife.
My wife.
Would Jade be pissed?
I mean, my ex now, my
wife. Would Jade be pissed if you started whipping your dick out all the time again?
What's that?
Would Jade be pissed if you like you just went through like a phase and your dick was just out all the
no,
time?
No, she wouldn't probably care. She'd be like, "God damn, you're kind of
old
though."
Context depends, you know.
Yeah, if it's one of my boys, she'd be like,
"Like if you're doing
yeah,
it at,
if
like,
you were just walking up to a 7-Eleven and whipping your dick out,
yeah, then, we'd probably have a problem then. Yeah.
Would she arrest you?
Maybe she might. Fuck. That's a good question.
Shouts to
ask
Jade.
Her.
Shouts to Jade.
Hey,
Jade
all Black, right. The blue.
Let's
Brandy.
Shut this shit down.
You ever just be like breaking laws because you can? Is she like? She's like, no, it's fine. Like,
you think
no.
You're above the law, Guido?
Yeah. Do you think you're above the law?
A police officer?
You want
to
shoot us right now?
Could you marry to
I
a
mean,
cop?
I mean, I could. I guess, huh?
I guess I could just shoot you all. She would just be like, no, I'll wipe it. It's fine.
My wife's a cop officer. That's why I had to murder.
Well, all right, you're one of us. Okay.
Let's shut this shit down. We're off the rails. This episode is off the rails.
Well, we
got to
do a final roundtable. We got to do a final.
What
roundtable.
Are we roundtabling?
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the whole podcast. I love
true,
this part.
True, Greedo's been waiting for this part of the cast.
Yeah,
so, like,
been waiting
gotta,
my entire
know,
life.
Long time listener.
So, I mean, roundtable it out. I don't know. I mean, we haven't really talked about Christmas that much.
You're forcing this. I mean, it is the namesake of the podcast.
Give us your Christmas warnings. What to avoid for Christmas. What to do to make it all right.
Look, man.
You can fuck Christmas
you
up.
You should 100% at the dinner table with your conservative grandfather bring up the Israel-Palestine conflict.
You know what? That's your take, and that's fair. I'm gonna let you get that off, dog. I'm
gonna
let you
happen.
Cook. You got any more? I'm gonna let you cook. You got any more on that?
I mean, also bring up that everyone should have universal health care, and that Jesus would have wanted it that way.
Base. Yo, that's a base take. I appreciate that.
Guido, you got any like Christmas advice or anything like that, or what Payne said?
Don't drink and drive.
No, drink and drive.
Oh yeah, true.
Not even for Christmas.
That's a good one.
Oh yeah, I guess that's, you know what? On Christmas,
no,
it's a
no.
Christmas tree.
Don't
drink and drive.
You know what? Spend some time with your family.
There it is. I love that.
And then as soon as everyone gets comfy.
It'll probably
bring up Israel Palestine at Christmas.
Don't dude. Forget. Make sure everyone's feeling nice and comfy, and then just bring up critical race theory and talk about it.
Like, honestly, yes, you should.
Like, hey, you know, there's certain things that are inherent. And
I'm tired of the whites being put down.
That's the response you would get from like this. Like, oh, critical race theory. You mean like fuck white people? The theory, like that's all it is.
I'd say for Christmas advice, you know, don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know you're going to probably, you know, have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
I hate this.
What the fuck does that do with Christmas? That's your warning?
That's my Christmas.
You're talking to a specific dude right now.
That's my Christmas warning.
Someone heard that.
They know what you mean.
Yeah,
someone's
know,
like, damn.
You
man.
Know, someone like, knows. Oh, fuck,
was that to someone out. Personally? That felt like you knew someone's going to
listen
to
that. That was a song. What the fuck, babe?
I didn't know that, but I figured
don't
it wasn't.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Do you not remember
the 90s?
Nah, dude.
Pain was in the 90s.
I'm a little bit younger than y'all. I'm a year younger than one of you.
But, 1 year younger than, like, what,
K-Town? We are 17 years younger than Mark.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have a real
I forget.
Christmas
yeah,
story?
There is, like, an
no.
age gap. Like,
okay.
Yeah, Mark's 42.
God damn.
No.
Yeah, because I'm 34. Mark, you're what, 37?
Jesus 39.
Christ.
39.
Oh, yeah.
He's 39.
Payne, what's your Christmas advice?
My Christmas advice?
See,
I mean,
that's
like,
a gag we do every episode. I tell Mark he's bit, like 50. And if you listened, you'd know.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I was playing along.
My advice is stay calm, and when things get annoying, just be like, you know what, this is special, it's nice, so, you know,
go
enjoy
outside
it.
And smoke some weed.
Do it.
No, you don't. I mean,
and
well,
then come
you could, no, you can
go
do
outside,
that.
Smoke Especially some weed with your cousin, okay. Come back in, bring up Israel-Palestine.
So Merry Christmas, y'all.
Well, we got some... housekeeping too, like you know, because I mean, because we're
no,
we're
yeah, you're
gone.
Right, you're right.
This
we're
is
gonna be
the
gone
final episode of
yeah,
no, all if y'all
this
been
definitely
here
the final episode of 2023 for sure.
For our regular fans that are waiting for regular episodes, we know it's been like almost 2 months since we put an episode out. But you know, we are taking a little bit of a break. I mean, K-Town just had a kid. I mean, my kid is 1 year old, and Mark has always had a kid.
I've been dadding it up since the beginning.
So, like, you know, we're busy boys, but hey, and shit, I got a grad school class coming up, but like,
we're busy boys. We've been, like we said at the beginning, I think in the season 3 trailer, like, you know, this season, as it's proven to be, is not as consistent at all.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing episodes when we can, and now that's done. We've only done probably, like, what, like 10 or 11, 12 episodes, a handful of episodes this year, but it's because life is like that. We're probably going to take a break until the next year. We'll come back when we can.
Yeah, we'll be, I mean, the point is that we'll definitely be back. We definitely have more stuff that we're cooking. I mean, we have an entire episode, like, written, like, right now, and we have other episodes down the pipe. We'll be back, but we're taking a little bit of a break.
And maybe we'll come back with that.
Yeah, I mean, it might be as long as, even though we're saying this now, it might be as long since our last episode that we do another episode, basically.
Yeah, which isn't, so you should be used to it now.
So this is really a mid, like, no season update.
You know how it goes, guys. We're going to be gone for probably a few months. Yeah. We're going to slap you in the ear hole with, like, a trailer when we're ready to drop some shit. Honestly, like we said,
we'll probably have a little surprise. We'll have a little surprise in there.
Yeah, we'll slap you in the ear hole with whatever we
ear
feel
pussy.
Like.
No, no, like, well, there'll be, like, a little episode in here and there. There'll be something. It might be a random one.
Ear-russi?
Ear-russi? K-Town, usually you're the scientist on this.
Ear-gussy.
Ooh, okay.
Ear-gussy.
Yeah,
there it is.
We're going to slap you in the ear-gussy with something here or there, and then there will be a trailer for the new season. That will also go right into your ear gussy.
Just keep listening to your regular podcast. Keep looking at, like, what's coming in this week, and you'll see us up eventually and listen to us then.
Yeah, stay in your local podcast store. Like, you know, just
keep going. Support your local podcasters.
Yeah, whenever you get a chance, go into that brick and mortar podcast store. Ask them when the latest episodes of Good Times, they'll tell you because they know how that works. So
someday they're going to have some way to make like a business out of that. I don't know. There's gonna be something. There's gonna be some hipster shit. Like, there's gotta be something. Anyway, y'all.
It'll be in Richmond. We'll have to go to Richmond to see it.
What's your final Christmas wishes? I wish y'all a happy New Year.
I wish you guys a great, like, you know, wintertime holiday, Christmas, if that's what you celebrate.
No, I hope that shit sucks.
I hope it snows next year because there's an El Nino event this year. It's about to be snowing hard.
I really hope it snows for us. That's not gonna happen.
I think it's happening this year. Not for Christmas, but...
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way this Christmas.
Yeah not for Christmas, but it's going to snow eventually.
We're going to have a hot Christmas again.
We're going to have, in January, February...
Oh, shit.
It's going to be popping, dude. In February, I think, I've heard that it's going to be popping out here.
Oh, shit, you heard it here first from the streets.
Yep, yep.
We can only hope.
Yo, we're talking about video games for the first time. We're talking about weather for the first time. Damn.
What an incredible
episode.
No,
we talked about weather on the Flat Earth episode.
That's true. Yeah. Fake weather, true.
Yeah, fake weather.
You guys, any last words for the year? This is the last thing maybe for the year that we're... This is the last thing definitely for the year that we're doing. So
how many years has it been? Like almost 4 years?
This is easily 4 years of the podcast.
Yeah, so,
we've been doing this podcast for 4 years. Guido hasn't heard a single fucking episode.
It's like, I'm not listening to this one either. Alrighty, y'all. So no one's got a well wish. Guido, you got any final words?
Any words? K-Town, you don't get
the
universe?
One thing I follow you guys for real on is Discord. And make if anyone's listening, it's get on that fucking Discord, post some fucking memes, talk some shit in the fucking main chat.
Get in there.
Like,
you guys.
Get it. I love all my boys, and I love that we use it as a general Discord, but we need some more randos who listen to this shit.
100%.
I don't know what they're talking about on this podcast. I want to interact with you guys.
No one talks about the podcast on there anyway. If you just want to get on and say stuff into the ether of goofy people,
just play some video games.
You're absolutely welcome. Fuck with us on all of our socials, the Facebook while we're gone, the Instagram while we're gone, and the Twitter while we're gone at good_times_fucking_dead. I don't know, man. I guess that's it. Payne, you want to fucking shut it down? You want to close us out?
Alrighty, y'all. Our intro and ad music are from Determine. Our logo is designed by Rusty Painter. Thank y'all so much for listening to the Good Times of Killing Us podcast. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Happy everything.
We'll see you in the new year.
Yep. So this year is officially about to be...
Is this the intro? Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, fuck. Did I fuck it up?
No, I fucked it up. I was about to do it because I usually come in like halfway in, but...
Let's just bring it in.
Just keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling, baby.
Never heard, Guido, you've never heard the podcast at all?
My boy, don't listen.
Damn.
My boy was like, is this the intro?
I thought you had like a James D intro or something.
This is a James D.
It sounds like a Tim and Eric intro.
That's the point.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never heard it.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Good